there is... I just think we diverted off onto the dumbest timeline somewhere along the line. Something happened that pushed us into, like, we are the inenviable part of the multiverse. And by that, I mean Jim Clarkson and the Film Thugs. Oh, welcome aboard, everybody.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Stop.
Oh, no. It's never going to stop. How's everybody doing? It's Jim and Clarkson, and we are back, and we are continuing our journey through the Rocky / Creed movies.
Yes.
With Creed 3, which, damn, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Before we really get going, just so everyone knows, we are, for those who don't know, for whatever reason, we are both very big fans of the Rocky films.
Huge.
The only one that I don't acknowledge is the one that everyone else kind of avoids is 5.
Of course. Yeah, that never happened.
Yeah, it's just, even Stallone is like, yeah, that was a fucking mistake.
That's a fucking bad idea, man.
God.
That's just a bad, bad fucking idea.
It's weird because if you look at the Rocky, because I did some, you know, reviews on them years ago, where if you look at like Rocky 1, 2, and 3, that is actually a kind of tight little trilogy.
Yeah.
And then after that, shit spun out because 4 is baffling. It is.
I love it though.
I do too, but it's in that Monty Python. That is in that Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That shit is barely a movie.
It's fucking bananas.
It's fun as hell, but this is barely a movie. It's kind of like when you realize Top Gun never mentions what country they're at war with.
Yes, that's true.
Never mentioned.
Ever.
Never mentioned. We do not know. But yeah.
We're under attack by commie Nazis.
Yeah, commie Nazis. Yeah, we had, so, you know, Rocky 1, 2, and 3, I think, mirror Creed in certain ways.
Yes.
Rocky 1 is, you know, am I good enough? Am I worth it? You know, 2 was more about confronting, not really even a larger past, but it's like, because this one was about confronting your past.
Absolutely.
The second one was more about proving it to yourself. Like, first right. one, he wanted to prove it to everyone else. This one was prove it to himself. This third one is conquering your past.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So, right off the bat, we got to talk about the baddie in it, which, holy shit, you want to talk about bringing some thunder on this
Jesus,
one.
Man.
Jonathan Majors as Damian Johnson.
Anderson,
sorry. Yeah, Damian Anderson. Fantastic performance. Stem to stern, fantastic performance.
He's one of those actors that you almost take it for granted.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
It was, as I was telling you earlier, the Howard Stern talking about working with Paul Giamatti on Private Parts after he won the award recently. Mm. He was like, I thought that, you know, making a movie was easy because you just get that performance. Yeah, you just go in there and do it. And I imagine working with these two actors, you're just getting those fucking performances.
Yes, and you can feel it. Not that the other cast members didn't do a good job. They did. But the only one that even comes a little close is Duke's kid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how...
Because where the weight is put on everything. Yeah. And it's like, so we're watching the show Reservation Dogs. It was pretty good show set on a Oklahoma Indian reservation, right. And Wes Studi pops up in it. Mm. And I am reminded, probably the best compliment I can give an actor, and something Hope and I had said talking about, he was so good in Last of the Mohicans that I just watched a Daniel Day-Lewis movie, and I walked out of it talking about his performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how goddamn good that guy is, and that's what Majors brought to this, because you can see with his, you know, where that anger comes from.
Of course.
And it absolutely makes sense. Oh. But yeah.
It's believable, but is it's like Lovecraft Country.
Yeah.
Sadly didn't last more than one season, but in any other's hands, or very few hands, could have made that character work.
Right.
Or at least compelling.
Yeah. Yeah.
The script was good. Mm-hmm. Scripts were good, but not great.
Right.
So it's sort of like what's happening now with True Detective Season 4. On the page, it comes across more earnest
okay.
than it probably needs to be.
Right.
But it's handled by fucking Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
So, and her character, like I think we talked about this off mic before. It's kind of an unlikable character that slowly begins to open up and become more likable, just like the lady that plays the trooper.
Right.
Same. And can hang
yeah.
with Jodie Foster.
And that's such
that's something.
That's a difficult balance. Because like with Damien in this, mm-hmm. it's a character that should be, that he is the, what's it called? Clubber Lang.
Yes.
Of the Creed series. The unrepentant asshole, like, this is fucking mine. I'm owed this.
Right, right.
And no one's getting in my way. And, yeah, he does a good job of it because he makes him sympathetic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, before the spoilers all over this, by yeah. the way, before the reveal that he set up the attack on what's his face?
Yeah, on Victor.
Then, but you're like, kind of has a point.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good writing.
It really is. It really
is. It's also
is.
Good writing to have something that stark that's like, nope, that's a fucking bad guy move.
Yep.
Doesn't necessarily mean he's a bad guy
yeah.
forever.
But
this
yeah.
is fucked. And
yeah.
he feels this way because this happened.
Yeah.
And even though Creed's character, Creed, doesn't, he owns up to not reaching out to him before or eventually, his mother is the one that really kept the distance at first.
Yes. Uh-huh.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just believable writing.
Yeah. Because it's one where, even though you can see being upset with Felicia Rashad's character for it, no, I get it.
No, she I was, get it.
Yeah, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she but was, you can yeah. you can see.
You totally see all yeah. sides
right.
of that.
Right, that's like, what I'm trying to say in a really awkward way.
Right.
Because I'm honestly still, I had my brain kicked out of my fucking ears
by
Jesse Waters' Taylor Swift PSYOP comment. So that's on behind the paywall. Sorry.
It makes sense if you think about it. That's all I can say is it just makes sense. But yeah, now with this, the power of the past, because they don't deal with it. You know, they kind of deal with Creed's desire to find a place, but that history, because I mean, there is.
Yeah, there's all these years where.
Troubled fucking history.
Yeah, they really put two fists in that.
Yeah.
Really came up with some gold.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of things you can, when you're sitting around, I can only imagine. The two people that worked in the screenplay, like, where do we go? Where do yeah. we go? Where do we go?
So, oh! Well, yeah. He was in the foster system? Yeah,
oh,
there's
we got
some
everything.
Hell to fucking mill yeah. from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we live in a society where our fucking reproductive and everything, healthcare and education is so bad that we have shit tons of kids that we don't know where they're supposed to be. So, yeah, let's explore that side some.
Now, Jim, what about Jesus?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. He did. He was okay with all of it.
Clearly. And I like the. Yeah. And I appreciate in talking about the past, the inciting incident of beating up Leon. They don't reveal all of that up front.
Yeah, yeah. You meet it out, and it's like, okay, I kind of understand why.
Right.
Then we see more in that.
And the more, because he's. Because Creed's character is tight-lipped about it, about
yeah.
the whole thing.
Yeah.
To his wife, to his mom, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And as he either gets forced open or opens himself up more,
yeah.
more of the story gets revealed to the audience.
Uh-huh.
That's some rare shit.
It is. It is.
Particularly for a movie ostensibly about boxing.
Yeah.
It's not,
yeah.
obviously. None of the Rocky movies are about boxing.
No. The boxing is a nice MacGuffin to right. throw in but there, but...
That's... impressive
it is
to have that sort of control
and
to go focus
confidence in your audience
yes
I mean
yes.
because that's the big thing and I talk about it all the time in my classes with students like the dumber they think you are the worse the movie's going to end up being
absolutely
because yeah there's a lot of stuff in this where you could see Jordan making choices that were like oh wow you could have gone further with an explanation, you didn't. You just
right.
You just said it there.
For complicated reasons and
yeah.
All the pain that lives there in the past. And
yeah.
what it means to you now and what it means to your future. This is one of the most standalone sequels
yes.
that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know fucking anything about Rocky.
Nope.
You don't need to know anything about boxing.
Yeah.
You don't need to know anything about this character at all.
This
could
one,
just be called whatever.
Yeah.
And it would have the same impact. There is no reliance on fan service other than shots of, you know, Apollo's gloves or his robe or whatever.
You kind of knowing about what Rocky One did with the offering a nobody a shot.
Right. Yeah.
Other than that, no, but that that could have been anyone.
You could have said, well, your dad, you change the name.
Yeah.
There's the reasons there. It's made heavier because of what we know as the audience.
Yeah.
But you didn't need it.
You didn't need it. It helped. It boosted it a lot. Yeah. And added a weight.
It was nice,
to that
not
decision.
Necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my point, I guess, is that it's truly standalone.
It really is. And it, I think it's also the most emotional.
Yeah.
Because the boxing is such a backseat.
Yeah, but it's also controlled, honest, and there's an arc for both
characters. Yes, there is. Uh-huh.
Yes, Creed punishes himself from running from the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Damien has bad blood for him for doing that.
Yeah.
And for what happened to him. Both of them in the foster home, and of course, being 18 fucking years in prison.
Yeah, that'll do
it. That will callous anybody.
Yeah.
But because he's not clearly a bad guy.
Right.
And Creed is clearly not some hero good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's shades of gray work here.
Yeah.
Because people are complicated.
Exactly. And it works in a way that, like, it feels so much like that's what Marvel has been trying to do for so long with every villain. Where, no, they're not really a bad guy. They've got to
No, that's so fucking dumb.
And this one felt like, I was saying, he felt he was Tommy Conlon.
Yes.
In Warrior. I love that movie so much, but this hits just...
It's the same note.
Yeah, this raw, exposed nerve up against somebody who's like, dude, I don't know why you fucking hate me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand that you're angry. I get that. I was a fucking kid.
Right.
It's as much as it's become a twee, whatever, Garden State has one great fucking line in it. And that is when he's talking to his father later, you know, his dad near the end of it about his mom, you know, the accident he had with his mom. Yeah. He's like, you know what? The more I think about what happened to mom, someone made a shitty latch. I was a kid and someone made a shitty latch.
Yeah.
And when you hit to that point where it's like, yeah, you got arrested. I didn't. You know what? I was a fucking kid.
And I like that Damien's the one who, even though Creed has forgiven himself.
Yeah, yeah.
You still get the full arc with Damien saying, it wasn't all you. It wasn't all you either. But we both had hands in this.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we can just, we're not walking away arm in arm and shit.
Yeah, but we can move on.
We can both move on.
Yeah. And that's so
satisfying film watching.
It really is.
Because unlike the Marvel movies that try to make these decades-old characters with decades-old motivations, you know, in ink for years, and turn around and go, well, you know, Thanos is about balance.
Yeah.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's about selfishness entirely.
He's in love, literally in love with death.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Yes.
It's a terrifying concept. I'm sorry you can't figure out a way to write that.
Yeah.
But I don't need him to be complicated.
Yeah.
I don't need Lex Luthor to be complicated.
Nope.
Because he's not.
He isn't. Nope. And that,
Disney did that a lot.
They really
did. With their live action, like Maleficent.
Yes.
All that kind of shit. Like, what?
Yeah.
Look, she's evil.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Now, you probably should have invited her to that baptism.
Yes.
That's on
fixed
you.
Everything. Yes.
But her reaction to that,
it was a bit much.
A little heavy.
Yeah.
But she's a villain.
Yeah, you know what she's like.
Yeah. Yeah. She is the devil.
Yeah.
She turns into a dragon.
Well, and when you're dealing with somebody like this, there has to be such a specific circumstance where you can be like, oh, dude, I understand your anger.
Yes.
But the way you're going about it's like Killmonger.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I fucking get it.
Yeah.
You are not wrong.
And I refuse to believe that Killmonger conversation was not had between these two guys.
Yeah. Oh, like, hell yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. He's just going about it wrong because this is kid who was left with fucking nothing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why that shit is so deceptive when you deal with like, oh yeah, no, the kid might look more mature. That's a child.
Yeah.
That is a child. Like when he went to jail, I mean, that was a fucking kid. That is half of his goddamn life sitting in a fucking cell. You ain't coming back from that.
No, and the smart little bit of writing of, I was in there in 18 years, got 2 years tacked on.
Yeah.
That's all they say.
Yep.
You then fill in the blanks of why did you get 2 years tacked on?
Yeah, that's not what? Easy. Yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah, there's some real violence went down for 2 fucking years.
Yes.
You weren't keistering heroin.
Mm-hmm. For 2 years. For 2 years. This was bad. Okay,
but that's all they say.
Yeah.
You don't have flashbacks to prison.
Nope.
Have any of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That. In lesser competent hands as a team,
would have been explored
and drugged down, and
it's like this is just like his life starts when he enters that parking lot.
Yes,
and
and because they're both kids from the foster system, it makes sense. It's not just a man not opening up about his emotions.
Yeah.
They don't open up to shit.
Yep.
You can't trust anybody. Oh,
fuck no.
As far as they know, they were thrown away.
Yeah.
They trust each other.
Yep.
But as soon as that is even given the appearance of being broken.
Yep.
That is some serious shit.
It really is.
It doesn't take the curse off anything Damien did as far as setting up his friend.
Right.
But
it's,
you can appreciate the amount of distrust, hurt.
Yep.
And when you go for something, you take somebody out.
Yeah.
In this case, trying to go after everything he had.
Yep. Yep.
But he has an arc.
Yep.
And that is so,
mm-hmm.
And it's not big. It's not like, they don't cry and fucking hug each other at the end with that. Yeah. It's none of that. It's handled in a very
mature,
measured way.
Yeah.
And that's also compelling to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's tricky business.
It is.
Otherwise, you're just watching ordinary people.
Yeah.
And that's not fun.
No, it's not. It is not.
It's satisfying without, you know, as I thought for sure when they faded out after the knockout, this was the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh,
we got to see that he's cool now. He's figured it out.
It's just like, okay.
Yeah.
I've come to a realization here.
Yeah.
That perhaps I was wrong.
I'm just going to sit back and let my money printing press of running a boxing promotions company.
There's that too. I mean, I couldn't keep my mouth shut because he walks in after the fight and he stops and thinks, like, I have made so much more money.
I have made so much fucking money tonight, man. Oh.
Mayweather would have set this up. You know?
Yep.
Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to hit him with a bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. And just the final fight is, how do you make the 1,000th boxing match in a Rocky movie interesting? Let's remove everybody.
I tell you.
Let's throw in some symbolism.
You say, Terry Funk and Jerry Lawler had an empty arena match.
Uh-huh. Let's rip it
decades
off.
Decades ago.
Yep.
Michael.
Uh-huh.
I know what you did.
Yep.
You were watching Memphis Wrestling.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, empty arena? I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Empty the arena.
My eye.
And remember, and how great was it, the slamming into the bars, like, oh, dude, Damien is fighting against the jail right now. Oh, dude, now you're back in that base. Oh, shit.
That was very ballsy.
Very
ballsy. I was very nervous when that happened at first. I was like, this is, I don't know.
This is weird. Okay, good. You're not leaning on it too much.
Got it. The amount of, keep going back to this.
Yeah.
But the amount of control used in this film is really, like the fight's great.
Yep.
All the boxing is great, shot well. But it's not like, you know.
It's not groundbreaking.
It's not like at the fucking glow like the end of Last Dragon or something. No one has powers.
Well, and what I love is the closest we get to powers is Donna's just dodging shit.
Yeah.
Like, you see technical boxing come in, like, oh, yeah, dude, yeah. Dame, you had a good fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had a good fight, and...
Yeah, he'd become the champion for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a dirty fight.
He has more experience. If nothing else, he's got more experience boxing.
Yes. Uh-huh. Right?
So...
And, boy, that...
But it was good.
It was.
Violent enough, not too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. This control, I keep coming back to it. Creed 3, control.
Yeah, the familial stuff worked because it wasn't over the top.
No.
The shit that I loved with that was when he went and called out his mom, like, you're the reason all of this has happened. Yeah. And she says, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, I am.
Yes, in a measured way.
Yeah.
There's only one scene where Creed and his wife... shout at each other.
Because
that happens.
Yeah.
But it wasn't all, every confrontation was not some shouting match.
Yeah.
Even his initial confrontation after Damian wins the belt on the, it's
measured. Yeah.
It's measured.
Yep.
Yeah. You could see where this will blow up into
a whole thing.
Like a fight on the beach. Nope.
Nope.
One punch, walk away and handle it another way.
Yep.
I crave this kind of stuff in movies.
Yeah.
Because people make fun of things not making sense for a reason.
Yes.
Because it's so much more satisfying when they do.
Right. Yeah, you pull away the cinematic shit and go realistic in the scenes where that's not boring.
Right.
Like, you know, no, realism doesn't mean see the full check-in process at the hotel.
Exactly.
It means when it's appropriate, let's... go deeper on this so that we get a feel. I want to
ground Superman in such a way that we're going to blow up Congress.
Yeah.
No. What? Not? No.
Oh, no, that's not the way to go.
Let's not do that. Yeah. That's not the... Because the characters are compelling and their story is compelling.
Yeah.
You lean in to those conversations because you have to at some points.
Yeah.
They're not big. They're not over the top. And it's handled really... And I want there to only be 3 Creed movies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because this feels like the right spot.
Just... Look, I hope they leave it be.
I think
they will.
I feel like they will.
But I want to take this team that wrote, directed, and shot and put them in everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything. I'm sorry that Majors is apparently not, you know.
He's an issue.
Wearing the most stable shoes.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Very unfortunate for us as an audience.
Yep.
To enjoy his work as much as we did previous to the shoes becoming unstable.
Right.
That sucks. But
this
too shall pass.
Yeah.
Just take the rest of this and do everything.
Yeah.
Can Marvel hire y'all?
Yeah. I mean, just the absolute total absence of Rocky.
Complete. Number that, one concern when I saw this trailer the first time
was
oh, shit, no Rocky at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No Rocky damn near at all. No more nods to Rocky. Nothing, really.
Total mentions of Rocky on this are probably 3.
Maybe 3.
Maybe 3. And you don't see him. They don't show anything from that fight.
And more importantly, you don't miss it.
You don't miss it. It's not necessary.
It's not.
I'll argue, had there been anything involving Rocky, like him getting a phone call from him.
Oh, no.
It would have felt weird. Hell, the closest they could have gotten is after if he'd done something unifying the belt, if, you know, blah, 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 like... Oh, Rocky called and congratulated, but he's so busy with the grand... Like,
or Rocky's kid shows up or something.
Yeah, but then, just don't.
No.
We don't need it. It's not part of this. Let's let that move on. Rocky, fucking, you look just like his mother. That's what we needed to, that's what we needed to end. That's the last vision we have of Rocky, is him playing with his grandkid.
Yes.
That's all I want. Yes. Don't give me anything more.
No, no, yeah. No. And luckily they did.
They did, yeah.
So hopefully it just stays here. But honestly, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody that worked here.
Yeah.
Crew, everyone.
Yeah.
Go make more movies.
Even the fucking craft services.
Everything.
Every aspect. We're not changing the alchemy here.
It was, I'd be nervous about it.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, you love when that happens.
Yeah. It really doesn't feel possible. Because it's,
well, it's because we're inundated with a lot of stuff that isn't.
Yeah, the garbage is so heavy.
Granted, I haven't watched some of the newer stuff. Yeah. We're going to watch Oppenheimer, I guess, next time or something.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
When we have a fucking week to digest the amount. But I tried to watch it last night. Excuse me. I was going to watch the trailer again and was like, you know
what I think we should do?
That's a lot.
Let's not do it as a single day affair.
Okay.
We'll watch it one time, record it another.
Okay. Because that's long.
The big deal, because if we do that and then at some point Flower Moon.
Yeah.
Flower Moon is going to be 5 hours total if we record watch. So I am entirely okay with, hey, maybe it takes us 2 weeks to do a show. We watch it 1 week, let it digest, talk about it the next week.
It's fine with me.
That feels the smarter way to do it.
Well, when they're this goddamn long. Yeah. How long is Flower Moon?
Flower Moon is like 3 hours and 40 minutes. What? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Marty.
And what I love is, for all of his trying for DiCaprio, how dope is it going to be Lily Gladstone wins an Oscar for her first fucking movie? It's still the greatest Weekend Update joke in years. Lily Gladstone's the first Native American woman nominated for an acting award. It's a move that her fellow nominees are calling, please don't let me win.
Oh, shit.
Good God, that would be me the whole time. I'm like, nope.
You just put your head in your hands.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Fuck.
Just look at Lily. Nope. You're coming up on stage with me. I'm giving you this shit. You're leaving with hope that
your next major tentpole film is a villain and just lean into it.
Yeah. Yes. God, it's like...
I'm not going to say what just popped in my head.
It's one of my favorite Dane Cook lines from back in the day was... How great would it be if aliens landed and they were just like 11 foot tall Native American Indians?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And then I add to it. And then we find out, wait, they landed on a reservation and were there for about 4 hours before they left?
Oh, just shit.
Talking to people? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, which reservation? Oh, God damn it. North Dakota.
Oh, shit.
And one in Oklahoma?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. This is it's gonna get one of these.
Oh, yeah. She everything I've heard about it is great, but
heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, it's one of those that you have. I think breaking it up into the two is the way to go, because that got to be taxing after a while.
Yeah. I mean, we did that. We didn't have the formula in mind, but we did that with Lawrence of Arabia, wasn't it?
Yes, we did. Yeah. And it worked
because
we saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
And when that shit's over in the theater, like, well, no, there is nothing. No, we're just going to go home.
Yes.
And what I loved about that was, how weird was it for you to be in that theater and there were kids who were like, hi, Mr. Dirks. You're like, fucking what?
What?
Yeah. Yep. They're here the because
kids
of me.
Know some secrets.
Yeah. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, it's fine. It's long. But this was the perfect amount of. All of it.
It was. Because another thing that gets scary is sometimes a movie like this does make the mistake of being too long.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that it was under 2 hours, like, I am... Oh, dude, a movie under 2 hours is just...
Absolutely.
90 minutes, like the 90s when everything was 90 minutes.
Absolutely.
Oh, the 80s and 90s. And I know there were a lot that weren't, but that was basically the sweet spot in 90 minutes back in those days.
Yeah, 90 minutes is the sweet spot for horror movies.
Yeah.
Fight me.
Yeah.
Unless you are The Shining or The Exorcist.
Yeah.
If you're not, knock it off.
Yeah. Occasionally stretch me to 120. 2 hours on occasion.
Yeah, he's still,
But unless you're giving me, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Unless you are giving me, if it is that long, you need to earn it.
Yeah. And The Dark Knight, I just watched that not too long ago.
Yeah.
You could have probably trimmed it. I'm not saying a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying sections.
Yeah.
But
you could have tightened it a little bit.
You could have tightened it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of space.
Yeah. There is. Just there's saying. Always a little, but
it's fantastic.
It really is.
As you said before, before we recorded, a good movie that is long doesn't feel long.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's really good, the length doesn't enter into it.
No. No. So Didn't we watch Dark Knight Rises in IMAX?
Yes, we did.
And we, other than looking at each other going, it flew by.
Yeah, flew by. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's no really
it's good. It's not nearly as good as fucking Dark Knight.
No, dude. I remember watching that 8-hour Godfather cut, and other than it's 8 hours, so you're going to notice it, it wasn't a slog.
Right. Well.
And that's a lot to say. That is a motherfucker of a statement that the 8-hour film was not a slog.
Right. And it wasn't Das Boot.
Nah. Yeah. And that, it is such a rare thing for a really long movie to be worth it. Like, there were occasional ones where you remember the double tape sets at Blockbuster. We're like, you know what? I'll give Reds a try. What the hell? You know what? I'll give a try. And interesting shit.
Yeah, sure.
Like, oh, man.
But don't, especially if you're
a... Yeah.
If you're a comic book of any kind.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
I'm happy, and Ari threw Zach under the bus. I'm happy to do it anytime.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Now...
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Snyder's cut... of Justice League wasn't better. But that's a fucking low bar, man.
That is a low bar because it wasn't a good movie to begin with.
No, it's a lot better.
Yeah.
But it is really long.
Right.
Really long. And you don't need to do that if you're a comic book.
No, you really don't.
You don't need to do really anything.
No, you don't. You don't. That, again, long movies, it's such a rare director who's able to. Such a rare story that can hold the weight.
You're right.
Of that much length.
But I didn't know this was under 2 hours. I wasn't thinking about time at all.
Not at all. You were just in it. Yeah.
We broke once to use the restroom.
Yep. Yep. And normally what's weird is normally we talk and fuck around a lot more.
Eyes of shit.
Yeah.
Except I
threw out an occasional because I can't help myself.
Well, yeah.
But
when we say quiet, folks, I mean quiet for us.
Exactly. Yeah. This was a fairly damn, this is engaging. And normally this is the point where the cracks start showing if they're going to.
Yeah.
And the fact that they didn't really gives me hope that this is it. Because
yeah, I hope so. Because everything came together. Yeah, even the story with his daughter made sense within this.
Yeah, there's nowhere for this story to go that we need to see.
You could probably do it.
Yeah,
if anybody could, it'd be this team.
This crew, yeah.
But don't.
But because I view it sort of like what I loved about the final episode of Cheers was how it was like, no, we're just leaving.
Yeah.
We're just leaving this bar. Everything's going to be the same here tomorrow night.
Right.
We just aren't going to be here.
Right.
And that's how that shit works.
Right.
And it's good to not go back sometimes because it's not going to be there. This, we hit... I mean, the only thing I could think, and it would be too cliched, is if we, you know, in fucking 20 years see the daughter, but
no, don't get with them any ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's already been floated.
Has it? Oh, Christ.
Oh, no, I don't know if it has official. You know.
Oh, of course.
That's been floated somewhere.
If it made any profit at all, they're trying to figure out another way to tack another one of these on.
But I do just feel that for what this was, considering that Creed 1 is a fucking perfect movie.
Yes, it is.
It is so good.
It's so good. People don't believe you.
Yes. Yes. Because
you notice that?
Yeah. I can tell you my thought process when I first heard about Creed. Fucking movie about Apollo Creed's kid named Adonis. Fuck this. That sounds so stupid.
Right.
And then I saw the trailer and was on the, like, texting you immediately, like, you need to see the fucking trailer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And had to see it opening day and walked out like, what the fuck oh, my God, they landed it.
Yes.
They fucking hit a bullseye.
Yes. It was like,
holy shit,
when they made Rocky Balboa.
Yes.
I was like, I mean, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a stars in my eyes fan.
Yeah.
So I can't be as objective as others, but even I was like, okay, are they really going to be able to do this?
Yes.
And
yes.
I sat through the entire credits in the theater with a smile on my face. Yep. I almost stood up.
Yep. Yep.
It's
because it did, that did fan service in the right way.
Oh my
did
God.
Did they have to go to Duke's Gym? No.
No.
But no. Did they have to go to Duke's Gym?
Yes.
Yes, they did. And it's what I love watching this earlier with fucking Wood Harris playing paying Little Duke. Just, yeah, my favorite character without hesitation. Again, Tony Burton is Duke, my favorite character from the Rocky movies.
Yes.
Because he is the only motherfucker who is paying attention in every single one of them.
Yes.
Creed's not paying attention to Rocky in the first one. He's like, hey, you might want to pay this guy attention. Second one, you want me to tell you what I think about rematching him? You don't want to. You don't want any fucking part of this. Like, yep. Then in Rocky IV, dude, are you sure you want, like, just listen to him.
Yes.
If you'd listened to Duke from the beginning, none of this shit would happen.
And he's like, the still the best fucking, the best line.
Yep.
Other than Rocky's speech to his son in Rocky Balboa is
Hurt and Bomb.
But the Hurt and Bomb line is good, but it's not even a line.
No. Nope.
It's him going, yeah.
Crack, crack.
Crack, crack. Yeah. Yeah. Hard, fuck yes.
Cast iron pile driving hits that'll have to hurt so bad they'll rattle his ancestors. Every time you hit, it's got to feel like he's tried kissing the express train. Crack, crack. Yeah.
Oh, because it echoes what if you're into it like I am.
Like, they're like, fucking,
I'm saying yeah.
Yeah, I am. You're
fuck
right.
Yes. This is literally one of those memes where guys will see this and just think, hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the dog with the banana on his head. Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes.
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 And it is that moment. That's the moment everyone needs early on with this. Like, this is what we're doing. Boom. Come on.
Yes. And this movie has that in spades.
Yep. Yep.
As far as, because all the fights are worth the conflict.
Yes.
And the conflict is worth the payoff. Or the payoff is worth the conflict.
Yeah.
In every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
His mother, his wife.
Yep.
Problem with his kid. Problem with Damien.
Yeah.
Both of their problems with the past and each other. All of it.
Yep.
Pays off like a fucking checklist. Yeah. Credits. Thanks.
Yeah.
When it's done like this,
it just feels right.
You feel right and you ask yourself, why can't this happen every time?
Yeah, it can't be that hard to get a story done this right. I mean, this was Michael B. Jordan's first directing.
I can hear the contrarian assholes now saying, well, it was a director of photography. No.
Yeah.
No. He had to direct this entire project.
Yes.
He had to get this whole thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. A good DP can make you look like a better director than you actually are, Rob Zombie.
Yeah, but the DP ain't the one getting your actors to do shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's like the biggest feat a director has to deal with is the children saying the words in front of the camera.
Yes.
Like, telling my students, like, why gun safety is like it is on set. Because it's like, you are an arms master. You are an armor on a movie. And your livelihood and freedom depends on how well you can show fucking Zac Efron how to use a gun.
Shit.
Yeah. How well can I get Lindsay Lohan to fire this guy? Okay, so we're going to do it as safe as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if it's in a holster, it's a block of wood with a gun handle on it.
Yeah, of course.
They don't trust these motherfuckers with anything. No. So the fact that you've got somebody who can come in from that realm and just, okay, let's make this work.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, listen up, all you acty free spirits.
Yeah.
We all need to get on the same goddamn page. I don't mean metaphorically.
Yeah.
I mean this actual page.
Yes. Yeah. Let's get here and do it.
So,
and I
make more films, man.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Get the good Lord.
Jeez. I know this. When the next thing comes out that he directs, I'm there.
Yeah. Yes.
I am there. I don't even give a fuck what it's about.
Yep. Yep, he has shown that this man has shown he can direct a movie.
And that's unfair.
Yeah.
Because you're already a good actor.
Yeah, and you look like that.
Yeah. And Hugh Majors.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when I showed Dolph Lundgren from Rocky IV to my kids, and I'm like,
yeah,
this is what unfairness looks like.
Yes.
He speaks five languages. He's a martial artist at the Olympic level. He's done this.
Microbiologist. Like, is it micro or chemical biologist?
Biochemical engineer or chemical engineering.
Chemical engineer.
Yeah, he's a master's in chemical, might be biochemical engineering, but
whatever.
That's why that scene in Expendables 2.
He has
2,
a paper that says smart on it.
Yeah. That's why in Expendables 2, when he made the bomb and people are like, I don't know if that's believable. In fact, that's the only believable thing in this fucking movie.
That's true.
Dolph Lundgren can just be like, yeah, I know how to make an explosive in this.
Yes. Yes.
He seems like he'd be fun to hang out with.
Hey, he made Showdown in Little Tokyo, and that movie is...
It really is.
Delicious.
That would be like just having a dinner in... He's Swedish?
Yes.
Having a... What's,
going to IKEA for a nosh?
Yeah. What's the name of the capital of Sweden? Swedentown.
Swedenborg?
Swedenborg. you're there...
We are fucking morons.
You're there in Swedenville, the capital, with... Dolph Lundgren.
Geneva?
Yeah, Geneva.
No, that's Switzerland.
No, it's
fuck,
Sweden.
I don't know,
it's
dude.
It's fucking Sweden.
I don't know. Jesus.
But yeah, you...
so sad.
Oh, it's Bort. So he's there in Bortenberg.
Oh, God. Bortenberg.
Bortenberg.
Yes.
Going for dinner in Bortenberg with...
Gothenburg? Is it Gothenburg? Come on.
Like going out to dinner, having an evening in Bortenberg with...
No, it's fucking Bortenberg now.
Yeah. What is the...
I'm looking it up.
I keep wanting to say Reykjavik, but that's
Iceland.
Stockholm. Jesus
Christ.
Stockholm. Yeah, being in Stockholm with Dolph Lundgren. That would be awesome. Jesus.
God damn it.
You're fucking dumb.
We are so stupid. We are
dumb. You know what?
So stupid.
That's so dumb that that's... Yeah, we don't have the right to keep talking. Oh, I feel so stupid.
God damn it.
Stockholm. So yeah,
We must. They're all jitty about a shutdown. The Tortoise in the co-author of Who Breached.
Oh, did you hear Marjorie Taylor Greene talk about indictable?
Sticking with fucking morons.
Yeah. Oh,
we're smarter than her. Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. She said on the record indictable while reading it. It was great. It was fantastic.
Maybe she was feeling randy.
She might be. Oh. But she's Barney Rubble.
She's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I mean that.
Isn't fucking Fred wonderfully soft?
He is.
And part of the reason we kept the mohawk is he's two different types of softness.
That's true.
The short fur and then the long fur. Now, he's cute. But my God, Steve.
Sure.
Fuck. He is a Muppet puppy.
Really is. He's a fucking emoji of a dog.
He is. He is. And he just... Hey, here. So yeah,
even they were quiet.
Yeah, they were. They understood.
Yeah, they were like, "Oh,
such a good fucking movie."
I'm invested, y'all.
Yeah, I can't think of anything they could have done to make it better.
That's really the test.
And because the whole thing I'm looking at, like, nope. This is what it needed to be.
Maybe I wouldn't have the new champs party on the beach.
Yeah,
but why not?
Why not? Yeah. It's sort of a surprise that a guy who doesn't know anyone who wasn't in jail for the last 18 years.
That's true.
Yeah.
But when you get a lot of money.
Oh, God, yes.
It's amazing how people just
dim
door into your life.
Mm-hmm. Just, hi there.
Hi, remember me?
Yeah.
Fella? No.
That's fun. Hey, that's fun. We can still have a good time.
So anyway, go out there and see Creed 3.
And Fred definitely enjoyed it. Got nothing to say? All right, dude. Well, we'll catch you later. Bye-bye.